one. A two. A three.
Take
me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, or it's root for the Cubbies. That's it. That's all we needed. Let's go. All right. Welcome to the 31st episode of Charlie and Me. We realized that we were stealing from people, so we decided to stop doing that. We are now singing our own intro songs.
It's not going to go well. So if anyone wants to make us a song,
It didn't sound great. That's all right. Anyway, we got a fun episode coming around for you. We're recording this on the NL wildcard day, so we're both a little high strung.
Talk about stress.
Oh, God. So, anyway, we got that going for us. But yeah.
You know what's good for stress?
Yeah, I do.
Reminiscing about your last weekend.
That's it. Yep.
When you weren't stressful. What'd you do?
That's exactly. This weekend, I went to a retirement party. I went to a birthday party. So I celebrated the beginning and an end.
Party animal.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I also went to Oktoberfest. So I celebrated the beginning of just a bunch of beer. And now I'm just getting ready.
I always loved how Oktoberfest is mainly in September.
Well, yeah, it's always in September.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love the misname, like...
It's not really a misnomer. It's celebrating that October's right there.
Yeah, but I like how it's almost all of it's September and then a little bit of October.
Maybe we should just have an Oktoberfest and just call it End of September Fest.
I like it.
All right, got it. And now I'm just getting ready to head up to Minnesota on Friday and...
Go Hawks.
Watch Floyd come home again.
Ooh. I'll see you there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What about you? What'd you do this weekend?
I had a big, busy weekend. I had a golf trip weekend with a couple high school buddies. We drove over to the Quad Cities. Turns out people in Illinois don't really know what the Quad Cities are. So telling people at work, I was in the Quad Cities. They're like, the what?
It's where John Deere is. Just say that. You work with a bunch of engineers.
Like the border between Iowa and like Minnesota, Wisconsin and Illinois. Not really Wisconsin. I take back the Wisconsin thing. We took a detour on accident. We took a wrong turn on our trip.
Wisconsin is there, but it's just a little far north.
Right there, it's just a little further.
Yeah. You got to go up.
But anyway, so yeah, played a couple rounds of golf at some semi-famous golf courses for Iowa standards. I guess they're both in Illinois, I guess. But played the TPC Deer Run where the John Deere Classics played, and then we played a Jack Nicklaus design the next day. A lot of fun. Hard golf courses. Really a struggle on the golf course, but a lot of fun. Played a lot of blackjack this weekend, too. A lot of casinos in the area, so it's always fun to win money.
Were they riverboat casinos?
One of them, Riverfront Casino.
Oh, okay.
Technically not a boat. And then we went to another one that was just normal, like, Prairie Meadows type casino. No racetrack, though, but...
Yeah. I love me a little racetrack action.
That's
the better
best.
Than the ponies.
I love... I'm just watching the ponies race.
Just throwing $5 on a pony race and sitting down.
It's a foot race.
It's a foot race. No shit. Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun.
So it was a grand old weekend. So now I'm back in reality of having to go to work.
Yeah. Monday was slow for me, too. I think once every 2 weeks, you should get a three-day weekend. Once every month. Yeah, month's a good one. Because we're not going to have a three-day weekend in October.
I will. I'm going to take one off.
I might take off Columbus Day. Just out of disrespect for Columbus. I'll take off Columbus Day.
So it's like a protest of Columbus Day.
Yeah, I'll just go protest. Well, I'll protest by sitting on my couch, but...
Silent protest. Even better.
Oh, it's a sit-in. I'm going to sit in on my own couch. Yep, all right.
That is awesome.
Putting in for PTO tomorrow. Can't wait. All right, we got a nice podium coming up. You want to get a little awkward?
Let's get awkward with it.
So everyone has awkward situations. We're doing podium Vox situations that happen to a lot of people. So heads or tails? I got heads.
Tails.
Oh shoot.
Woo-hoo! I get to go first.
Go ahead. What do you got?
when you're taking an elevator ride and you have a big group of people in the elevator, and then everyone gets out besides you and one other person, and you have like a couple more floors to go, and it's like, hey there.
You also don't know like whether to scoot closer to the middle.
Yeah, don't want to act weird, so like I don't want to be in the corners.
Yeah,
but like I don't want to get closer to them.
I always just stare at my shoes.
Just straight down.
Yeah.
I always wanted to try it where you just get in the elevator face backwards and see what everyone does.
The best is I wanted to try once getting in an elevator with one of the people I work with. Get in the elevator, face the opposite walls of the elevator, like not towards the door but the other two.
Yeah.
And then start having a conversation. That'd be fun. Yeah. But yeah, elevators can be really awkward. So.
It's just, and then if you accidentally fart and it's just like,
oh god. I mean, usually I can hold it for like the 30 seconds I'm in the elevator, but I totally understand. Sometimes you can't. My first one is just portrait photos. I don't know whether you're behind the camera, in front of the camera, either way, they're awkward.
Someone just getting your photo taken.
It's because I've seen so many senior pictures being taken this past like week.
A little to the left.
Yeah.
Down. Tilt your head to the right. Smile.
I just feel bad for how awkward that encounter is, and you're trying to smile the whole time. I remember when I got mine taken, it was rough. And the guy's like, now make a serious face. And I was like, I made a serious face. And he's like, yeah, you got more of a face for smiling. And I was like,
hey, better than not having a face for smiling.
I was like, okay, thanks, man. So I never, none of my senior pictures were serious faced.
Okay. My next one is, when like you're walking past someone in the hallway and you're trying to decide, should I say hello to him or not? So you kind of like look up to kind of like make quick eye contact, but then you kind of make it, but then you both look away. Oh, and then you kind of mumble out hello at the last second. You're like,
yeah.
And then you're like, I'm good. And just keep walking.
Yeah, I've been there. That's like an awkward situation.
It kind of goes in line with like handshake hug thing. Like,
oh, yeah. There are people you're just not sure. Do they want it? Do they want the full hug? Like, two hands?
I'm kind of a hugger, but that can make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I go for it, and it's like, oh.
I feel like that happens a lot with my cousins.
It's the cousin barrier is a little awkward sometimes. It's like, or like a close family friend where it's like, you know, two dudes like, ooh, mainly high five.
You stick it out, or it's like,
give me the one bro pat tap.
Oh, yeah, I like that one too. I like the people that just embrace it. Nah, bring it in.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, thank you. Thank you for not making this that awkward.
Thank you for making this awesome.
Okay. Running into people at Walgreens. Because I don't like seeing people at Walgreens, like any pharmacy you go to, or like...
Because like you're buying drugs.
Yeah, no. People don't just like go to Walgreens to buy groceries. You know, it's not like the grocery. It's not a social experience going to Walgreens. Walgreens is like the place you go when you just want to get in and get out.
I go to Walgreens once a week, guaranteed.
Well, you live by one, right?
Also, fun fact, I get all my greeting cards at Walgreens.
Well, good to know. I'll wait for one in the mail. I just think it's awkward running into people at Walgreens and say, hi.
No, yeah.
Like, not the cashier if you know them, because, you know, they obviously know you for a reason, but...
Yeah.
If you run into people you know, it's like, hi, bye.
It's almost in general. You run into people that you have, like, you only see them in one setting, and then you see them outside that setting.
Yeah, it's the whole teacher concept, yeah.
Yeah, you see your teacher out in public, and it's like, whoa.
What are the people doing?
This is illegal.
Don't you sleep behind your desk?
You're only supposed to be at school. I got you.
Oh, boy. That's a weird one.
Now that I think about it, like, that used to be so foreign to me until, like, my friends started becoming teachers. And it's like, of course they go.
Yeah. Now you see teachers get, like, blackout drunk, and you're like, oh, don't worry. They're teaching America.
Exactly.
Reassuring.
My third one is when you're, like, walking and you open a door and you look back to see if anyone's coming, and then... to that awkward distance.
Ooh.
And you make eye contact with them and they don't like speed up their pace or whatever, and you're like, eh. And then you leave and the door starts to close and they get there like just as it's like almost close.
Oh yeah. That's awkward. That is really awkward. And you never really know what to do. Like, should I wait for this person? It's a polite like, thing to do. It's awkward
if you just stand there for a long time and wait for them.
But I'm also making them speed up their giddy up. And, like, maybe they just want to have a relaxed day. They're not trying to – or night. They're not trying to speed up to get that door. I totally get that. I'm always the one that waits too long, though. It makes it even more awkward.
Say if you wait and then leave.
Yeah. Like, you literally wait for a second, and they're like, oh, no, don't worry about it. And like, oh, it's okay. Like, no, don't worry about it. And then you go, and after you already tried to hold it for too long.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely me. I put myself in that situation. That's okay.
I'm a door holder. It's just what I am.
So my last one is when you have to say something three times for someone to understand it, and they still don't get it.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. And it's not like talking to it's not like you're talking to an elderly person. You're literally talking to someone you know, and they're like, "What'd you just say? What'd you just say? Wait, I couldn't hear you. Like, what?
Don't mumble."
I swear, I'm not that quiet of a person. I don't know why you can't understand me, but that one's tough.
Yeah. Any ones that you thought or honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions? When you have to re-ask for someone's phone number?
Yeah. Or like, and the whole, like, they have your number, but you don't have theirs.
That one's
like,
awkward, but it's even more awkward when you're out in public and they're like, oh, like, you got my number, don't worry about it. And they're like, I don't think I do. And then they look it up on their phone and they have it. They're like, well, could you just shoot me a text? Or like, why, you're not on my number? No, I lost it.
New phone, who dis?
Luckily, I lose enough phones that it's usually because of that reason. So anyone that I've had to ask for your number twice or three times, it's mostly because I, in fact,
lost a phone
or broken a phone or fell into a lake with a phone. So don't take it personally.
Or thrown your phone in the lake.
I don't think I delete phone numbers. Pretty sure I don't.
That was the harm of having an extra phone number.
Maybe one.
Special someone. Who is it? Call in to find out.
On this week's Delilah.
Who is the one number Grant deleted? Mine, similar kind of thing. When, like, you think someone's trying to say hello to you and, you know, they're talking, but it turns out they're just on the phone. It's like you respond.
Oh, God.
I remember, like, Bluetooth were a big thing. And they're like, oh, hello? Uh-huh. Hey, there, how's it going? And then, like, I'm on the phone. And it's just like,
oh, I knew that. That happens to me way too much. Oh, God. I know exactly that. That's a cringy feeling. Yeah, hey, man, like, how are you? Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. And, like, especially if it's someone you don't really know that well.
Oh, it always is, too.
You know, those freaking ear pods these days.
Yeah, they only have
you can never tell.
Oh, God. They have long hair. Game over.
If it's like a girl that has her ear pods in.
I thought she was trying to talk to me. Sorry, my boyfriend is named Grant, too. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know we were dating.
Exactly.
All right, let's bust in this interview here. Now we welcome on a good friend of Charlie and I's. And mine, I don't know. Either way,
a good friend of the show,
Tommy Linder. Tommy, surprise, Linder. welcome on, Tommy. Anytime. We're glad to have you. So, if you've ever listened to the show, we start out with the first question every time: is what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And everyone thinks it has to do with the show, but really it has to do with really anything. So what's your favorite moment of Charlie and myself?
Gosh, favorite moment. Back freshman year of college, you two had the same dorm room and came down and introduced yourself to me. And I was like, wow, this is the easiest way to make friends. You guys are both pretty nice and ran cross country. And yeah, it's been good ever since.
Oh, boy. You made it sound like a first date.
Just some Iowa hospitality. Like, hey, I'm Charlie. This is Grant. Do you want to be friends?
You want to be friends? We can go to practice together.
Hey, we can walk to practice together if you want.
Yeah. Do you know how to get into the Arc?
It's the Anderson Recreation Center.
Yeah. Can't wait.
That was good times.
Those were some great times. We had a lot of good memories there in Ireland. South? Ireland South.
I was 408, I think.
413?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I thought it was 413 because it was like one of my sophomore year, I don't know, 15-year PR or something? I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with this, but.
I don't remember. High school.
Yeah. Tommy, I saw on LinkedIn a little bit ago that you got a nice promotion. Care to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I actually did not get promoted. I just was on the train. Sorry to disappoint, but when I updated that, LinkedIn just sent an update to everyone saying, congratulate him on a promotion, when really I didn't, and it was quite disappointing to tell all my family and relatives that reached out that I unfortunately was not promoted.
It was right when I started collecting money for fantasy football, and I just figured, oh, what the better. You know, I can take Tommy's bonus away from him here after the promotion.
Even better. Good timing.
Did you have any awkward, like, work encounters? Like, yo, you didn't get promoted. What the hell?
Well, actually, I the next time I talked to my boss, I was like, I don't know if you've seen on LinkedIn, but it says I'm promoted, so I guess I'm taking your position. And he was confused, but then we had a good laugh about it. And I was like, it's something LinkedIn does, apparently.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad LinkedIn was ahead of the curve on you getting a promotion. I think you deserve it.
They're in your corner. They're fighting for you.
You know what?
Give them the money.
You're now promoted via Charlie and Grant, so you might as well just go tell your boss to find a new job.
You can take that to the bank.
Take that right to the bank. Although we won't sign any checks unless there's no routing number.
And we'll sign checks as long as, like, we're endorsing checks, like you're paying. Yeah. We'll sign the checks all day.
We sign the back of them, just not the front.
That's all that matters.
So... you're more than just a self-proclaimed Vikings fan. You've been a Vikings fan for, like, your entire life, right?
Most of it, yes.
So, how's it feel to have the Bears lead the NFC North right now?
Oh, the Bears.
You know, that's the biggest surprise, more surprising than the bad start that the Vikings have had. But I would have thought the Packers or the Vikings would be at the top, but... It's looking like the Bears, they're in the top 10 in the power rankings. They could make a season out of this.
We got Mitchell, our love kissing titties Trubisky out here.
Mitch Trubisky, he's something else.
That guy throwing 6 touchdowns. I thought he was going to have one more. Get a good little NFL record right there.
Oh,
that guy teased and threw a touchdown, I swear.
Woo.
Tommy, who would you rather lose to as a Vikings fan, the Packers or the Bears?
I'd rather lose to the Bears.
All right, I like that. I'd rather lose to neither of them.
So many Packer fans that I just don't like, and I have to hear it from them.
See, are Packers fans just that unbearable?
They are. If there's any Packer fans listening, that's you. I'm sorry.
You're unbearable. Just, take that, Trevor.
Sorry, Trevor. See,
no, I agree. We kind of have a common enemy there, and
I think that I would just rather lose to Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
No one's all around.
About Detroit.
Either way, just lose to Detroit. You know, every now and then Detroit's got a good team. They come around and play well. So,
go 4-2 in the division and just lose both games to Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be perfect. Yep. That'd be perfect. It's been a pretty wacky NFL season for you guys there, though. You got a tie. You got any suggestions for Zimmer?
You know,
another eye surgery, maybe?
But, my diagnosis is our team was going into the season, our defense was overrated, and that's probably an unpopular opinion, but it's something I've noticed. We are just not, I don't know, we're just not playing good on defense. Offense, we got a pretty good offense going, but defensively, we need to figure it out.
Yeah, I think they watched, what is that, Josh Allen go in there and wipe the floor with your defense?
He literally jumped over Anthony Barr.
That was awesome. Great play.
He looked like a hurdler.
That was cool, but that should not happen.
All right. Last Vikings question for you I have.
I got a follow-up, so there'll be two more.
Two more, but what? You were at the Stephon Diggs game, weren't you?
I was, yep.
You were at the Miracle in Minnesota.
Miracle.
The Minneapolis or Minnesota Miracle.
What'd it feel like?
Oh gosh! Even thinking back, it just brings me emotion. all I was sitting by about six older men, 60 plus, who were all crying. I myself did not conjure up any tears, but I couldn't get over it for the next week, and work, nothing mattered. I was so happy, and then a week later I came back to reality, so it was gone.
That's awesome. 60-year-old men crying because a 20-year-old man caught a football.
Exactly. Yeah. Who knew that could cause so much joy in a 60-year-old's life?
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I kind of have one question to follow up. Not necessarily Viking specific, but you know, there's been a lot of rule changes in football lately. What is one rule that you'd either want to like take back, change, or what would, or a rule that you'd want to implement in football?
You know, this new one with the quarterback getting hits, I am not a big fan of. I think they should call it but have the option to review so that they can go look and see if it was actually malicious or if the person was just trying to tackle the quarterback and he got it out. That, yeah. I've seen games by that.
Yeah, well, I think Clay Matthews has seen a couple of his games changed because of that too. But
it's interesting.
It's definitely...
His hits haven't been that bad. I mean,
no, he's continuing momentum. I'm definitely with you, but
yeah.
So speaking of rules, you're a big fan. You're a big rule breaker. We know this.
Bad guy.
You ran for Pete, and we want to know what your favorite running story besides Lane Zero, the new creation by Tommy Linder, running inside of Lane One, inside of the inside of Lane Run for an entire indoor meet, which I thought was too tight to even do.
Yeah.
Tommy didn't even get called on it. The ref doesn't see it. It's not a foul, right?
I was so far behind, he didn't care.
So what were your favorite moments of running for our friend Pete Wareham? Don't say basketball.
Gosh. favorite moments. I'm just trying to think if it should be good or bad.
give us both.
You know, I stepped outside the other day and I got a sniff of the fall air, and I just had Pete's voice in my head, you know, all those workouts and stuff, and come on, and I miss it. It's memories. It was worth it all, and the tough times and the good times. I missed it. I miss, but I limit it down to one memory. I can't really think of any.
I'm with you, though. I do miss it. I step outside sometimes in the fall, and I just think, Jesus, I should be running at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
I should be
doing something.
Yeah. Instead, I'm sitting at my desk when 3 o'clock rolls around thinking, okay, never mind.
Yep, I don't have to go to practice.
Tommy, I can kind of think of one moment that sticks out in my head. When Pete was describing your running form, and he was just calling you like a lumberjack trying to run.
Oh, yeah, mid-race, he yells out to me, "You're not a lumberjack, come on." that's a good point, but I gotta finish this race first, then we can talk.
Talking about being a lumberjack later. That's awesome. That is awesome.
That always just stuck out to me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So Gray and I are both from Des Moines, and for your work you spent a little time in Des Moines, so how'd you like living there?
You know, I like Des Moines a lot. Here's why. I currently live in Sioux Falls, and it's...
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Minneapolis is one extreme, Sioux Falls is the other, and Des Moines kind of right in the middle with the amount of people and not a lot of traffic, but a lot of fun stuff going on. So it was a fun city. I liked it.
We're happy to hear that. My family was a little upset that we almost never saw you, but, you know, maybe next time.
Yeah, I had to skip out on your dinner. I forgot why, but...
I think that's what you said when you texted me that you weren't going to make it too. I'm not really sure why, but I'm not going to be there. So.
Yeah.
There's something that sticks out. I think I'm going to have to miss this one.
Charlie's got one final question, then we'll break into our little game here.
All right. Final question for everyone. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? If you need help thinking of anything, Grant's face is always a good option.
I would tattoo, I'll say the location first. It would be on one of my butt cheeks. Sorry if you have to edit that out.
Nice. No.
Wait, you want to say ass cheek?
It's hidden. It won't hurt. What I would put there is probably, I have never thought about this question. It would not be a butterfly, though.
Damn it.
I don't know, something to do with sports or family.
Maybe
or
like
something.
A Pete Wareham quote, like, hey, you're not a lumberjack? That'd be good.
I'll pass on that.
Come on, Tommy. Just have it say
what
that.
What about a Timberwolf howling at the moon?
Ooh, that'd be
get
a good one.
Moon. Get it, moon.
Yeah, I like it. Full moon?
So I can literally moon people.
Yeah, there you go. And they'll howl back.
Or they'll run for their lives.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Think we found it.
Definitely.
All right, should we play a game?
Let's play a little game here, and then we'll let you get on your way with your day in Sioux Falls. That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, this week's game is going to be like a would-you-rather game. I'm going to name off a would-you-rather. Grant and I have differing opinions on these would-you-rathers, and you have to try to guess which scenario Grant and which scenario I prefer. Ready?
I like this game.
All right. First one, would you rather have super sensitive taste or super sensitive hearing?
Grant is currently chewing right now, so I think he would have super sensitive taste.
Fuck, that was a really good guess.
That is correct.
That's perfect. I definitely was eating a peanut during that.
Definitely just stuffed your face with something.
That's correct.
That's a good one. I gave that one away.
Number two, Grant. Let's keep this one together.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Would you rather be an amazing painter or an outstanding mathematician?
Gosh, I think Grant was never really into math with the classes I took with him, so I think Chuck would like to be an astounding mathematician, and Grant would like to be an astounding painter.
Damn, this guy's killing it.
Two for two.
I thought this was going to be tough.
This deductive reasoning is off the charts.
This next one is going to be tough.
Okay, this one's good. All right, Tommy. Would you rather have to give a high five to everyone you met or give a wedgie to everyone wearing a green shirt?
Ooh. So I think maybe I'm referencing a former Charlie and Me podcast with Grant and his horrible wedgie experience. So I think Grant would want to give high fives because he knows how bad it is to give a wedgie. Chuck would want to give the wedgies.
That's the exact opposite because I saw you wearing like a little bit of green shirt today. And I was just like, I just want to give Tommy a wedgie every time I see him.
I got it wrong, darn.
First wrong one, but hey, you're pretty good so far.
That was a tough one. All right, number four. Would you rather live in a cabin in the woods or on the beach?
I think Chuck would want to live in a cabin in the woods. Grant's more on the beach.
I like the beach, babes. What can I say?
Yeah.
I like the lumberjacks. What can I say?
Oh, nice. Tommy, you can go visit.
You're an isolationist.
All right, last one here. Last one to bring her home. Would you rather be a snitch on your best friend for a crime they committed or go to jail for a crime they committed?
Grant would definitely be a snitch. Chuck would take the bullet.
Oh, that's rough. We both wouldn't snitch. Nobody's a snitch. Come on.
Well, I thought one was the one and the other.
Yeah, I know. We had a trick question on the end.
We always throw a trick in there.
You gotta listen to more of them. Come on.
But I think Grant's more likely to be one snitch than.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate that one.
All right, well, that's really nice of you to say to Charlie, asshole.
No offense.
All right, Tommy. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. You ever in the Minnesota area?
About twice a month.
Not in weekends at all?
It's usually weekends.
Hey, Charlie and I will be around this weekend for the Iowa Minnesota game. Find us.
I'll be home this weekend too. Hit me up.
Woo. Let's go.
All right. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
All right, hey, thanks Tommy. For having me. Have a good one, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Bye. Our good friend Tommy Linder, the man, the myth, the legend. Fun interview.
Always good for a good laugh when you're messing around with the team. He's always good at keeping the energy light in the room.
He sounds just like Pete when he does his little Pete impression. Like, that's one of the closest Pete impressions you can get.
Come on, Tommy.
Come on, Tommy. Come on, Brian.
Come on, Brian. Come on, Tommy.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. We are now watching the start of the National League wild card game, and
big moments, big moments.
Boy, am I excited for the postseason!
Postseason sports just takes up a notch all across the board. Postseason hockey's amazing. October baseball is amazing. It's just the postseason.
Postseason everything is honestly the best.
Gets the blood pumping.
The best thing about postseason hockey and postseason baseball is you don't have to wait that long for the next game,
unless you lose.
Right.
But yeah, no, like you. Oh, tomorrow we'll get them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
no, but I'm saying like when you're playing postseason football,
a whole week.
You gotta wait a whole week to get your blood back flowing. I just we were talking about the Stephon Diggs game. Tommy was excited for that entire week until they played the next game.
And then like.
But who do you got? Who would be your World Series right now? So who wins the AL? Who wins the NL?
I'm cheering for.
Well, mine are going to be the same because it just is more fun that way.
Okay. Cubs, Red Sox.
All right, well, never mind. I wasn't going to say anything anyway. Don't ask me mine.
Same thing?
Yeah. I would love that. I love the Red Sox.
It'd be a Theo series.
It'd be a Theo series. Two dynasties created by the same guy.
All right, let's get it. I want to watch the game, so let's wrap this thing up.
All right, what's your quote?
Keeping it simple, Go Cubs Go, song by Steve Goodman. Go Cubs Go.
That's a classic. I love it. I'll wrap it up quick, too. In the theme of winning, if you dream of beating me, you'd better wake up and apologize. Muhammad Ali.
I love it.
Great. All right.
Deuces.
Deuces.